Busy morning. A lot going on.
A lot going on.
Are you in New Hampshire or in D.C.?
I am, yes.
You're in New Hampshire?
I am. I'm going to be doing several events this afternoon around what's happening in Afghanistan, especially with women and girls.
Yeah, I applaud you on your concern. Yeah, and you've been steadfast and consistent. And I had a guest yesterday, and I had to correct the guest when he was criticizing our delegation here in New Hampshire for not speaking up more. I said Senator Shaheen, truthfully, for months, not weeks, has expressed concern about the future in Afghanistan for women and children there if we fully evacuated and pulled out. What does that road look like ahead? I'm quite concerned. I saw some images of the Taliban very glad we've left. It's a complicated picture with the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda possibly there. And I worry about women's rights and young girls.
Absolutely. It's something that I've been raising concerns about for years, and particularly when the Trump administration was at the negotiating table with the Taliban. I pressed former Secretary Pompeo to include women and girls. We actually have legislation on the books in the United States that requires that women and girls should be at the table for negotiations and conflict resolution. They totally ignored that legislation, and they ignored my calls. And we're reaping now what we sowed in reaching that agreement with the Taliban. I think we've got to do everything possible to continue to raise international concern about what's happening in Afghanistan, to point out that the Taliban are saying that this is going to be a new era. Now, we'll see if that's really true. Their past behavior certainly doesn't indicate that, but right. We need the international community to continue to speak out. We need to hold economic, humanitarian, and diplomatic aid based on how they behave, and a big piece of that is how they behave with women and girls. Excuse me.
Senator Shaheen, I don't want to really go over. I listened to the president's address yesterday, the entirety, and I actually, my own thoughts, as we talked about in the show, I think the president made a better case than I thought he could have, given the last 17 days or so. I know it was going to have wrinkles and serious issues. St. Anselm polling numbers out this morning, the president's approval rating in New Hampshire is just 44%. I think a lot of people have looked at the evacuation, don't like what they've seen. I don't want to dissect that with you, but when you mentioned the former administration, President Biden did as well. And he talked about the May deadline, which, of course, ended up being yesterday or the night before. And he mentioned dealing with the Taliban. But in fairness, this administration could have walked away from that and done their own negotiations with the Taliban. So this is the administration's current responsibility. And are you confident that if we hear about atrocities or women being treated a certain way or Americans that are still there, that we can do anything about it?
Well, first of all, I think we are where we are because of failures of both the Democratic and Republican administrations. And I was among those who said I was disappointed when President Biden said we were going to withdraw from Afghanistan by September 1st. And just as I was disappointed with the Trump administration with their negotiations with the Taliban. But we are where we are now, and I think the important thing is for us to continue to work in the international community to raise concerns about what's happening in Afghanistan, particularly around human rights, around rights for women and girls, to continue to ensure that any economic or humanitarian assistance is based on Taliban behavior and how they treat the people of Afghanistan. And again, to really recognize the tremendous sacrifice and service of all of those men and women who served in Afghanistan, the men and women in the military, all of those who worked for NGOs who helped in Afghanistan over so many years, and to continue to try and make sure that anyone who wants to get out of the country, who is threatened by the Taliban, who helped us in our 20 years there, any American citizens who remain are able to get out.
Well, I do want to, it's not my job to applaud or say this, but in terms of you, I think for months, if not longer, you've expressed a very consistent concern knowing the reality of what could happen to young women. We've had retired Major General Jeffrey Schlosser on this show, who was in Afghanistan for 15 months on the ground as head of the 82nd Airborne, the commanding general. And he said, Jack, you'd be surprised at the real progress we and other countries there were able to make for young women to become doctors or broadcasters or radio announcers or lawyers or teachers. and he just is worried it's all going to go backwards. But we'll see where that goes. My only quick question for you is you have ranking positions in the Senate on a lot of foreign relations, foreign policy, military areas. If we do, and the president did talk about this a little bit yesterday, it's not just in Afghanistan, but other hotspots around the world. If we do see a rise in terrorism threats, whether it's a Islamic State derivative or Al-Qaeda, do you feel confident that our intelligence and our ability to kind of keep that in check is there? Or are you getting concerned about a year or two from now?
Well, I think we've got to remain vigilant. You know, one of the challenges in leaving Afghanistan is that the intelligence that we were able to gain on the ground is going to be missing for a while, and we're going to have to replace that. You know, we supposedly have what they're calling over-the-horizon efforts, which means we're going to be working from surrounding countries to try and address what's happening in Afghanistan with terrorist threats. But we have to absolutely be vigilant. We have to make sure that we are looking at what's happening, and it was very distressing to me to see the members of the Haqqani Network, which we know is a terrorist organization responsible for killing American service members, there at the press conference with the Taliban.
Yeah, it is concerning. And before I let you go, infrastructure package was really big news front and center. You were one of the senators in a bipartisan way working on that. And then we saw the Afghanistan situation unfold. It's almost like we've forgotten that. Where's that infrastructure package and going forward?
Well, it's very good news. We have $550 billion in new dollars that are going to be coming to New Hampshire and states across the country to help us with roads and bridges, with water systems, with broadband connection, with what we're calling resilience, which is an effort to be more resilient in cases of storms and challenges from climate change. And it's going to be very good news for New Hampshire. I was over in Guilford, actually looking at a bypass on Route 3, which has been damaged and needs to be replaced earlier than we had hoped under the 10-year highway plan. And the fact that we're going to have more money to provide for repair of bridges in this country than we have since the interstate highway system was done is very good news for New Hampshire, and I think for the infrastructure needs that we have. So it's passed the Senate. We have an agreement coming out of the House that says the House is going to vote on the package by the end of September, and hopefully we can get it done and get it to the president's desk and signed so that that help can come out to New Hampshire and to places all across the country.
And we appreciate it. Where are you off to today?
I'm headed into my Dover office.
Dover, okay. And we will have to see the blueprint, the $3.5 trillion budget. That's something that's going to be a work in progress, correct? Is that going to be a secondary issue of the infrastructure?
Probably not a secondary issue given the amount of money, but it is a work in progress. What we have is that framework for a total number, but what's not worked out is how that money might be distributed, whether that's going to be the final figure that might be voted on in the Senate and the House, and
right.
You know, what we're going to do to address health care and child care and education and so many of the other needs that we have in the country.
I hope you keep an eye on some of the taxes for middle-income New Hampshire folks, because I worry that some of that is going to have to be transferred at some point on businesses and inheritances and transferring generational businesses, but hopefully you keep an eye on that.
Well, I think it's good news that the president has said he doesn't want to see taxes raised on anyone making under $400,000. I think we stuck to that on the infrastructure package, and hopefully we're going to stick to it on this next one.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen on this, this actually here's Wednesday. It's beginning of the week.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't keep track with all
time
the news
flies,
these days.
Yeah,
we're going to have some of the tropical stuff coming in, some rain. But in New Hampshire, headed to Dover, Jeanne Shaheen, U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll get you back again soon.
Thanks, Jack. Bye-bye.